Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's time to pack your beach bag and unfurl your hammock for the holiday weekend. As the summer reading season heats up, we catch up with Peggy Stout. She's owner of Prairie Pages Bookseller in Pierre. Peggy, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you so much. This is going to be fun.
How is the world of independent bookselling these days?
Well, we're into the summer where Pierre gets a lot of tourism, and it's always fun. I had a wonderful customer in this morning who loves to read, and here she's from she's from South Africa. She's home with family, so it's fun to talk to her. It's amazing to me in the book world how people read the same books and they live in all different areas.
So tourism season, summer months are happening. I'm sure the holidays are great for you. Are there other times of the year, spring release time maybe?
Yes, and you know, we've started something because a lot of the books lay down on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. So we've started doing a Tuesday release on our Facebook page, showing all the new books coming out on Tuesdays, and it's fun to see how many people respond with, oh, I've been waiting for that book to come out.
Right, right. All right. Follow Prairie Pages on Facebook. I'm signing up as soon as we're done talking. Let's talk about some of those books that everybody's reading right now for the summer,
well,
no matter where you
there
live.
There are two big ones that recently just came out in the last few weeks. The first one is A Mystery by Anthony Horowitz, who has mm-hmm. been around for quite a while. He's a New York Times bestselling author. He has a new mystery, which is kind of that Agatha Christie English-style mystery, mm-hmm. a very, very good one, and I think the average mystery reader will really enjoy, and it's called Magpie Murders by Anthony Horowitz.
Now, he wrote the Sherlock Holmes reboots, did he not?
Yes, he did.
Is that the
You're
same?
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So is this original work, or is there a character that ties into some other literary tradition?
I believe it's an original work because Susan Ryland is the main character, and she ends up getting a novel that she is reading and begins to figure out that possibly this is not a fictional story. So. Very good.
Uh-huh.
Very much Agatha Christie style.
I've read him before, and you can't put it down. He's really great. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Another author who has a new mystery out this summer that is probably going to do really well is Dean Koontz. Mm-hmm. He has a new one out called The Silent Corner. And that book I expect to see a lot of sales on. And it starts out with a sentence or a quote, "I very much need to be dead." His widow then becomes involved in trying to find out why this man who had everything to live for took his own life. And as the story moves on, she becomes obsessed through her grief and her fury, and then becomes a suspect in a way that people are after her. And quite a story, but in Dean Koontz style, should be a mystery that will probably keep you to the last page.
Is he a mystery / thriller author? I've never read Dean Koontz, and that's how I imagine him in my mind.
He's very famous for his beautiful golden retriever, who he uses sometimes in some of his books.
Okay.
Very much a dog lover, but a very suspense mystery writer, good one.
So, Peggy, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Oh, and then I was going to touch on some. Those are both hardcovers out this summer. Mm-hmm. And then I was going to touch on some paperbacks that are selling well this summer. The first one I would like to really plug, because we are hosting the author here later this month, Kitchens of the Great Midwest, which is a South Dakota one book.
Right.
It is a fun read. It touches on the food culture in the Midwest. Every chapter brings out a different, for some people it will be a comfort food, which will strike out a remarkable memory. I caught on and loved the chapter on the wife who is a Lutheran, Missouri Synod Lutheran, who is known for bars.
The bars. I knew you were going to say bars.
So anyway, that it's a great book. It brings in lots of different things that, as Midwestern, it touches on Minnesota, Iowa, and it ends in Pierce, South Dakota, the story. Fun read, great one, South Dakota, one book this year.
And you'll be able to meet that author throughout this.
Author, he will be summer. In Pierre on July 20th. So we'll be
Sioux Falls, July 17th, I think. So,
He's going to be across the state, and he'll be at the Festival of Books in September.
Wonderful. All right, other paperbacks? You've got a list there?
Okay, Ann Patchett's book, Commonwealth, has gone to paperback for the summer. Great writer. She has wonderful stories. And this is a family story spanning five generations. And it's about a little dysfunctional, but yet she brings in genuine love and affection within the families. It's a really fun read for the summer. Would be a great summer read.
Mm.
Now I'm going to touch on a World War II story that is selling really well in paperback for us, called The Lilac Girls by Martha Hall Kelly. Okay. And this was a story that I did not know much about. And there is a, parts of it are very true, but because of some of the storyline, it became a fictional novel. This New York socialite, Caroline Faraday, who had was very involved in the French consulate in New York City, comes across during this summer and into the fall of 1939, when Hitler's army invades Poland and then sets its sights on France.
Mm-hmm.
A young teenager, Polish teenager, she's an underground courier, and she ends up getting taken to a Nazi concentration camp for women. And then the story also brings in a German doctor who is involved with the Nazi secrets and things that are going on. Some of these concentration camps become experimentation places for Hitler's his ideas of things
that
go wrong.
Yeah.
But anyway, these three women end up becoming a part of history in a way that I did not know about, but it is a wonderfully written story. You really become, it's a tough story, but it's a very, very good fictional story about World War II.
Right.
Lilac Girls by Martha Hall Kelly.
Interesting. And has the book Pachinko, when you talk about stories that have nonfiction background, it's a Korean novel about, has that been doing well in Pierre?
You know, I have not seen the sales on that. One book club picked it up, and I was hoping that maybe that would help to increase that, but it hasn't.
I started that one at the bookstore the other day. I didn't pick it up. I put it on hold at the library, but I'm really looking forward to that. I read the first 25 pages. It was really good.
Yeah. So, there are so many really good World War II novels out, fiction and nonfiction. So I'm going to touch on some teen reads.
Wonderful.
One of the ones that I've been hand-selling for a couple years now that I really, and it's going to be a movie, the book Wonder by R.J. Palacio. Great, great story. Wonderful story for, I would recommend it for a teacher, recommend it for a parent, recommend it for teens. Just really, really good story about a young man who has struggled, and then about his friends who become his best friends in a way that they help him overcome being bullied and that sort of thing. But a really, really good read, and the movie should be excellent.
Great teacher in that book, too, for all the teachers out there want to read. This really compelling, heartwarming teacher who in the movie is played by David Diggs. Oh, I thought it was
Susan Sarandon.
The male teacher is David Diggs, who was in Hamilton as Thomas Jefferson. So all the kids are going to want to read it now and see the movie.
Very, very good book. Very,
great
very book. Good
book. Yeah.
There is a new book that has come out this summer that I have not read it completely yet, but I'm really excited about it. It's by John David Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
He was the author of Ms. Bixby's Last Day. This is a middle school novel, and in this middle school, the principal decides he is going to ban all cell phones. And these young kids are just like, how do we communicate? How do we keep our social media going? Mm-hmm. So they come up with the all-familiar Post-it note. They fill out all these Post-it notes, and they start showing up everywhere, all over the school.
Wow.
But, of course, not all Post-it notes have a good, positive message.
Right.
And so there's a new student that has come to the school. She gets included in this clique, and she decides that she needs to be the person that helps to do a positive change. Mm. And so she becomes the catalyst of making that change. A really good book for that middle school child, for that maybe the struggling one that's not at the top of the social.
Right.
But
yeah. What's that one called?
It's called Posted.
Okay,
fittingly,
Posted. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
By John David Anderson. So I'm watching for that book to take off.
Nice.
Another summer read that I just got in, it's a hardcover by Jennifer E. Smith. It's called Windfall. And this is about some teenagers who have become involved, good friends, and maybe a little romance beginning. And the main character, Teddy, turns 18, buys a lottery ticket, and wins. And the story goes in about how this lottery ticket win changes his life and the little bit of romance that has begun. But it's a good story. It does end up where they do find out that money is, in some cases, can be the root of evil.
Not the solution that maybe they thought it would be, yeah.
Exactly. But it's a young teen novel that has a good feeling to it and should be a good read. And, of course, Sarah Dessen has a new book out for the summer. She's always been a big teen author, and her books sell really well, especially to the girls. Mm-hmm. And she has touched on a story about a daughter of a wedding planner who has begun to feel that weddings are not always the answer to everything.
Right.
But yet the story does touch on, and she becomes, you know, pretty, a little more towards the romance, feeling that things are not always just about the wedding. So that's kind of a good read for the summer.
And that one's called, the Sarah Dessen one is called?
Once and For All.
Once and For All. And we'll put a link up and list these out for you if you're driving in your car and you can't write them down, or just take the exit to Pier and talk to Peggy about them. But we'll put a link up on our website, listen.sdpb.org, after the program. What else you got, Peggy? We had a couple minutes
left.
Well,
we have a couple other book signings coming up in this month of July. One of them is a local, Shauna Lettler. She is a wonderful young mother of three boys, and she teaches a lot of book clubs and and holds book clubs for some of the churches around here. Mm-hmm. She has written a book. It is the first of a trilogy called Remarkable Faith. And Hache picked her up and is publishing this book. I'm really excited about it. She is going to be in the store. The book lays down on Tuesday, July 11th, and she will be here at the store signing her book, Remarkable Faith.
All right. Invite her to the show. She's welcome to join us and talk about that book. That's that's a big get to be picked up that publishing house. Yeah.
Yep, and she's got three books in the works. This is the first one, Remarkable Faith. And then we have another South Dakota author, Paul Higbee, who is known for a lot of his history stories and things that he has written. And we've had him here before at the store. But he wrote the book on Tom Barry, South Dakota's cowboy governor, whose statue was just previewed a couple weeks ago and is going to be on display in Pier later this summer. But his book signing is going to be July 15th, Saturday, here at the store. And again, his book is called South Dakota's cowboy governor, Tom Barry.
Peggy, what are you reading? What are you reading right now? What can't
what
you
am
put
I reading
down?
Right
yeah,
now?
Out of all that whole list, what's your favorite? What's your top book right now?
Well, I had read Kitchens of the Great Midwest 2 years ago, and I reread it because I knew the author was coming, and I really, really loved it. Lilac Girls, I had read last month. Again, it was one of those tough, the book, the All the Light You Cannot See.
Right, uh-huh.
Which was, That book, to me, after I read it, I had to take a couple weeks off.
Right.
And Lilac Girls was kind of in the same way. So, again, I've read the Kitchens of the Great Midwest, fun read. I would challenge all South Dakotans to read it, because it's, especially if you're a foodie.
Yes. And the author, just such a genuine, generous, authentic guy. So I look forward to talking to him again on this program. We caught up with him last year at the Festival of Books in Brookings, and he's coming back to talk about the tour and such. We'll see what day that is, and we'll let you know. Peggy
Absolutely.
Stout, owner of Prairie Pages Bookseller in Pier. You must go see this store if you love independent bookstores. Peggy, thank you so much for being here. Come back.
Thank you.